Irving, three-pointer, straight on, is good! Irving, the drive, scoop layup on the other side!
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning! You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And I'll tell you what, the Golden State Warriors had a golden opportunity to close things out in Game 4. However, the Cleveland Cavaliers and LeBron James had a much different idea as they were able to get a victory. And not only get a victory, but force a game 5 and keep the dream alive to repeat. And speaking of that, the Penguins have an opportunity to close things out against the Preds later on. And Rafael Nadal doing what he does best, as we all know, at the French Open, handling Stan Wawrinka at the current moment. Good morning, Jeff. How are you, buddy?
And we say goodnight to horse racing Twitter. We don't see any more of that for probably another 10 or 11 months or so. But doing well. Impressed to see the NBA Finals get extended at least to a fifth game. Pittsburgh really dominant on their home ice. Let's see if they can close out in Nashville.
Yeah, a lot of interesting things. And I'll tell you what, a lot of character from those guys. Obviously, the Cleveland Cavaliers showing the heart of a champion, and I will see if they can continue the dream and keep it alive. But anyways, as we hear the music getting going, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be right back on the other side, and we'll continue breaking down what's going on in the sports world. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, and this would be the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Irving, little shake and bake. Again, scoop layup off the glass. Irving for three. Klay Thompson, catch and shoot. That's good. Korver finds Kevin Love. Sealed down low. Misses. Tip won't go. Rebound stripped. Green picks it up. Durant back in the game. Drives past Korver. Draws the foul. Shot's good and one.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. He's Jeff Rich. I would be Andy Dorf. A lot going on in the sports world. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And let me tell you what, Jeff, it would have been pretty easy for the Cleveland Cavaliers to cash it in the other night, Friday, as we speak, about the game from the other day. 137-116 was the final. And I'll tell you what, man, they came out like gangbusters. They came out ready to play, and that was the type of intensity that was somewhat lacking from the Cleveland Cavaliers in games 1, 2, and 3. But very easy for them to cash it in. They chose not to, and they chose to go the Rudy T route with the heart of a champion, and they're not going out easy, Jeff, and you got to respect that.
Definitely respect that. And, you know, it kind of puts to sleep everybody. You know, I'm talking about people in Cleveland. I'm talking about Cavaliers fans that said, based on the first three games, I'm not even going to show up. Should we rest LeBron James on Friday night? I mean, you know, just dumb stuff like that. That, you know, people that take such a lazy approach to watching these games and trying to figure out what's going to happen. You know, I'm not always right. In fact, I'm rarely right. But I think that there's a responsible approach and there's an irresponsible approach. And to have called the sweep a done deal after three games was just that. It was irresponsible. Cleveland came out. And you have to think that if they finish business in game three, so we have this incredible series that I thought that we were going to have. I mean, when I picked Warriors in six going into this series, and you know I have an affinity for the Cleveland Cavaliers, but when I picked the Warriors in six going into this series, I was doing that based on the assumption that after four games, we'd be going to Golden State for game five with the series tied at 2. 3-1, it's familiar territory for Golden State. It's familiar territory for the Cavaliers. There's jokes to be told, but the reality is either Golden State gets this done. Game five is obviously not a must win, literally, but it has to start feeling like that as these games drag on, because you know, the longer the series goes, much like the Cubs back in October, the longer the series goes, the longer the team with a 3-1 deficit has a chance to, or a 3-0 deficit has a chance to come back.
Look, I mean, at the end of the day, I just give a lot of credit to those guys. They just went out there with, like I said, the heart of a champion. They weren't going to go down on their home floor. And then with that being said, you know what? Ultimately, up 113-107 in game three, and then they go out, they hit the bricks, man. They just were unable to score the ball at the most important time in the ball game. And truth be told, I really felt like this thing should have been tied up 2-2 going back to Golden State. However, like you said, once again, in that familiar spot, down 3-1 to the Golden State Warriors, maybe doing it in a little bit different way and obviously a little bit different basketball team on the other side with the addition of Kevin Durant now in that lineup. But ultimately, man, I was just thoroughly impressed. And you know me, I just want to see more basketball. I'm one of those guys. And the Cleveland Cavaliers didn't let me down in game four.
they didn't let anyone down. I think that the whole world, except for, you know, everybody with the champagne broken out and the brooms and everything, I think that, you know, people that wanted to see history with 16-0 for Golden State, and it was a great run. I mean, to go out on that 15-1, you know, 15-1 run, one more still closes it out. It'll still be an incredible season. It'll still be 2-3, and it'll be reaching expectations for them. They did a great job. You know, going back to Game 3, I mean, it wasn't like the Cavaliers they did collapse, but they did it in a way where Golden State had to go take it, and Golden State did exactly that. They score at will from beyond the arc the same way that the Cavaliers tend to score at will at the rim when things are happening well.
Look, they outplayed them in every single quarter. They had the historical quarter right at the beginning of the game in quarter number one where they scored 49 points, put up 86 in the first half. I really thought I was going to see 150 points, and they didn't play incredibly well in the second half. They were still able to manage outscoring the Golden State Warriors in every single quarter of the basketball game, which is pretty impressive. Is there any doubt, do you think, in Golden State's mind that they go back to Game 5 and in front of their home crowd and all the anxiety that they'll have, all the excitement that they'll have? Is there any possible way that you see Cleveland coming through and making this thing serious? Because if they get Game 5, let's be honest, man, then the doubt that you're talking about absolutely has to start settling in a certain degree with the Golden State Warriors. Going back to Cleveland, where you've already been able to get one game, the odds of getting another game, I don't know. I don't think it's spectacular by any means. But with that being said, even when the Golden State Warriors were down 15 or 20 points, you always feel like they have a run in them to make it a close ball game. Cleveland was up to every single task. They answered every single call. Every single time that the Golden State Warriors did put a run in, they were up to the task and they answered the call. But with that being said, again, man, they're such a scary offensive team that you never can fall asleep on this team, even with the large lead, Jeff.
No, not at all. I mean, they, you know what? When they're not hitting, though, you tend to see a trend. There are games that they're losing where they're still hitting those shots when they're getting on. They might not be getting them as often. They were just missing open shots the entire way. They didn't play well. The Cavaliers played a perfect game. And man, how about that in-game, off-the-backboard alley-oop that LeBron James threw to himself? I thought that's probably one of those moments that we're going to see for ages to come.
That was improv, man. That was a guy just ad-libbing. He had nothing else but to throw the ball off the backboard and throw it to himself for an alley-oop. And what's interesting to me, I'm listening to Van Gundy and Mark Jackson talking about that play, that particular play, and I guess he does not get credit for a shot, and he doesn't get credit for a rebound or an assist, any of that. I find that hard to believe, to be honest with you, but the only guy that knew what he was doing at that moment was obviously one LeBron James. It was an impressive play. It was one of those plays that, like I said to you about the game, it was somewhat of a momentum swinging play where this was just one of those points where in the game where it was like, okay, this is what's up. We're going to take the game from you guys. Sorry, but we're not going down in our house. And this was an emphatic play from LeBron James. And I think the game in general was pretty emphatic. And it was letting Golden State know that they're still around, man. And they are the defending champs, and that they do not want to go home quietly. And you know what? If they win Game 5, and it's a big if, we've got ourselves a series. That's all I can say.
Oh, I think it puts the Cavaliers in the driver's seat. I mean, quite frankly, I think whoever wins Game 5 wins the series. That's inevitable with Golden State. But, you know, if that means Cleveland winning three more and really winning two more huge games in Oakland where they just didn't show up for Games 1 and 2, or maybe they did show up and they're just really so far from being good enough to beat the Warriors in their own house. It gets scary, though, when you let go of one when you're on the way to a sweep. You know, to put it in baseball terms, going back to October, the Indians up 2-0 on the Red Sox, Game three at Fenway. Cody Allen allows a couple base runners in the ninth. It looks like Boston, with one swing of the bat, can make it a 2-1 series. And I'm already thinking this is where it goes downhill, and this is where you could lose three straight if this inning doesn't go right for you. So when everything's going right, when it suddenly stops, it's kind of hard to adjust and come back to overcoming adversity and being humbled a little bit. And let's see how Golden State handles it. I mean, if they take care of business in game five, we don't have much more to talk about.
Look, I mean, at the end of the day, I never thought that the Cleveland Cavaliers were going to get swept. It's really difficult to beat that team four times in a row. I don't care if you're the Golden State Warriors. I don't care if you're anybody. And with that being said, I don't know too many teams in the playoffs that are going to lose four straight. Yeah, I know we saw it with sweeps throughout the NBA playoffs in the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference because the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Warriors were the teams doing it. But when I'm talking about that, I'm talking about the caliber of team we have with these two guys, and you're not going to see these two teams get swept. And we saw that on Friday night. Cleveland came out swinging, guns a-blazing, and they obviously got a victory. And makes me happy. We got another game to talk about, at least for another day or two, and that makes things a lot easier for us as well. Anyways, I do hear the music. What's up? Go ahead, Jeff.
We've got more Draymond Green. We've got a face-to-face moment with Durant and James. I think that we're starting to get the storybook elements to this series.
Yeah, I agree, and got a little chippy the other day, too. So keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, and this is the Dorfman Sports Radio Program with Jeff Rich, and this would be the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Kevin Love with a steal. James drives inside, shot blocked, still goes in. Irving gets to the foul line, back to James, fakes a three. One dribble, sets it up, hits another.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365 One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Irving finds James wide open for three. That's good. James drives on Iguodala, keeps his dribbles along the baseline. Back up top, Smith from way outside. Bang!
I said I'm sitting here watching in matchbox holding my clothes. I said I'm sitting here wondering, matchbox holding my clothes. I ain't got no matches, but I sure got a long way to go.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. He's Jeff Rich. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And the run from Rafael Nadal is just unbelievable. The guy gets his 10th French Open, handling Stan Wawrinka in such unbelievable fashion, Jeff. It's amazing what this guy is able to do on the red dirt, the clay, whatever you want to call it. Just absolutely miraculous how good this guy is and the separation that he has from the other guys on this particular surface. It's unbelievable. It's unprecedented. And it's really, really hard for me to fathom how this guy is just this special. And nobody, and I mean nobody, comes anywhere close to what this guy can do on the red clay. It's remarkable, Jeff.
Does it take away a little bit from the overall player that he is? Because he does win on grass, he does win on concrete, and he is obviously so exceptional on clay. He's a dominant figure. I think he's pretty likable. I really appreciate, you know, and I hope that the French appreciate this guy coming in and demonstrating the greatness that he can be.
Yeah, absolutely. And we are going to hook up with John Poulter, our professor of sports. I just got to find his phone number for Scott to get him on board with us. But we will, when we get him, we'll switch gears and we will talk a little bit about what's going on in the hockey world. As we know, the Stanley Cup Finals, Game 6 with an opportunity for the Preds to force a game 7 back in Pittsburgh. So as soon as I find his phone number, I will send it over to John and to Scott, and we'll get John on with us. But yeah, man, I don't know. In all honesty, Jeff, it's just so remarkable the separation that Rafi has against anybody else on this surface. And when you see this dominance and this with what he is able to accomplish on the red clay, I'm sorry, man, but it you have to be impressed. And this is his 10th. By the time of the age of 31, I mean, who's to say that this guy won't one day, I mean, when Roger Federer winds up hanging it up, who's to say that this guy doesn't have more major victories than Roger Federer when it's all said and done? So the guy's absolutely spectacular. He's very special.
Well, 10 at the French alone, right?
Yes, unbelievable.
So that's crazy. And I wonder if, this tournament, you could put it into an NBA context where you say that, that there's just such a gap between 1 and 2. And then there's a pretty good gap between 2 and the rest of the field. I thought that Wawrinka played pretty well throughout this tournament. Probably the best adversary you could put in front of Nadal, but Nadal on clay is just that unbeatable.
Yeah, I mean, it's too bad Djokovic obviously went out a little bit earlier, losing a team in this tournament, and then team has to play Nadal right after that. Pretty difficult task at hand, because he probably in his mind had just won the finals, you know, personally, but you obviously got to go out and keep playing because you got to be able to put 7 matches together. So speaking of that, we've got John Poulter, our professor of sports, to join us here now on the program. Good morning, John. How are you, man?
Morning, guys. Doing very well, thanks. How about the two of you?
No complaints. We're talking sports. This is really what we love to do, as you know. But we also love talking about hockey, and that's why we bring you on. Predators and Penguins going at it a little bit later in the afternoon. Predators have a great opportunity to force a Game 7. They've been pretty awesome at home, and this has been one of those interesting series where nobody has been able to win on the opposing ice. Will the Penguins get it done? Will the Preds force a Game 7? In your mind, what do you think is going to happen, and what do you want to happen?
Well, it's very unpredictable. We talk a lot about home ice advantage or home ice disadvantage as it has been in recent years. And throughout the first three rounds of the playoffs, the home team won 41 games and the road team won 37. So that was, that's about as close as it gets. In the final, it's just the other way around. It's 5-0 for the home team. So a complete turnaround in terms of what we have seen through the first three rounds. And this has been a very odd series. The first two games in Pittsburgh were very, very tight, could have gone either way, and quite frankly, I thought Nashville had an excellent opportunity to win the first game, should have won the first game, and could have won the second game. And Pittsburgh played one good period out of the first six in those first two games, and they end up leaving Pittsburgh and taking the series to Nashville with a 2-0 lead, which to me was totally against the run of the play, and then Nashville went the other way and turned it around when it went to Nashville. So we've had five games in this series. We've had two that have been extremely tight, and then we've had three that have been blowouts, essentially 5-1, 4-1, and 6-0 for the home team in each game. So what do we expect tonight? Very interesting question. I mean, you'd have to look at the stats and say the trend is that Nashville is going to win at home and force it to go back to Pittsburgh, and Nashville's going to have to come up with a great effort tonight from the goaltender Pecorine. He's been two different goaltenders. In Pittsburgh, he's looked weak. He's looked a little bit uncomfortable in his net. In Nashville, he's looked like the Pecorine we've seen for the entire playoffs. So I think a lot of it comes down to a couple of things. A, the fact that everybody's stars are healthy, and Nashville clearly need a big game from Rene, and I think they also need Philip Forsberg to step up and be a dominating factor and score some goals, because clearly, the old story, this is a must-win game for Nashville. There is no tomorrow. They don't win tonight. Their season's over.
John, Jeff Rich here. It's been many moons since we last spoke. I hope the time's treated you well. Saw a little bit of chippiness between the big names in Game 5 of this series with Sidney Crosby just pounding P.K. Subban on the ice. We saw it throughout that game. Nobody was afraid to go to the box. Nobody was afraid of a five-minute major when you had a 6-0 lead or deficit in the third period. Are we going to see more of that in Game 7? Are we going to see more late hits and maybe a few fights?
No, I don't think you can afford to see that, Jeff. Certainly from a Nashville side, they don't want to have any of their better players going to the penalty box. If you're Nashville and it's your fourth line center that's taking Crosby off, well, that's a positive trade-off. But for the most part, when you get to a tight game, each team is going to be playing their better players. Usually the better players are not the guys that like the tough stuff. And neither team wants to be put at a disadvantage by getting the extra penalty or getting a major as opposed to a minor and taking a better player out of circulation for perhaps as much as 5 minutes. I don't think we're going to see that chippiness. I think we're going to see another close, tight game. I think Nashville can squeeze it out, but I don't think it's going to be a 5-1 or a 6-1 game. I think it's probably going to be a 3-2 or a 2-1 game. Pittsburgh certainly have that little bit of a cushion in terms of they have a game to lose, but we've all seen many times a series dominated by the home team through six games, and then in Game 7 it goes the other way, and Pittsburgh saw that firsthand when they played Washington in the last round. That game was in Washington, the team that had the best regular season record, and Pittsburgh dominated the game. So I don't think any team can really afford to take that chance, Jeff. I'd be very, very surprised if we do see a lot of roughness tonight. In terms of the superstars, Malkin leading the playoffs in points, also leading in penalties with 53. So that sort of ties into your comment about the stars not afraid to drop the gloves.
You believe that's part of the game, though. You don't have a problem with hockey getting a little rough from time to time, correct?
I don't have a problem with it getting rough. I just don't like to see it get dirty. You know, it's like baseball. I like to see a pitcher keep a guy back off the plate, but I don't like this garbage of throwing at guys' heads or even their legs or their arms. You know, be an adult about it. Play the game the way that it was meant to be played, and let's not get sneaky with anything dirty behind the ref's back or after the whistle.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, joining us. Hey, real quickly, is it better for the Preds to win this thing, or is it better for the Penguins and winning back-to-back?
Well, if you're looking at it from a hockey standpoint, it's probably better for Nashville to win it because Nashville is one of the new breed of teams in the non-traditional hockey markets. That will be good marketing for the NHL. If Pittsburgh wins it, you know, it's the first back-to-back in 19 years. This is the longest stretch the NHL has ever gone without a back-to-back Stanley Cup winner. And granted, for the first 50 years, there were only 6 teams, so it was kind of hard to have a big span where you didn't have a back-to-back winner. But I think from hockey in general...
All righty, I think we got to take a quick pause for the cause, and we'll be back with more from John Poulter on the other side. Here's our professor of sports, Jeff Rich, Dorfman of Storf on Sports with Jeff Rich, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
There, here to tell you about some of the hottest deals happening at Lowe's. Save $100 on a Kobalt 227-piece standard and metric mechanics tool set, including a hard case, now for just $99. And power your next project with a Porter Cable 2-tool 20-volt cordless combo drill driver kit with soft case, now also just $99. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Tool set offer valid 6/8 through 6/12. Drill driver offer valid through 6/23 while supplies last, U.S. only.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Have you heard about podcasting? With podcasts, your favorite radio shows like Sports Overnight America and The Video Game Review are delivered directly to your computer, automatically, so you can listen when and where you want, as many times as you want. And it's easy, too. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button next to the show you want. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
That was a relatively quick conversation. Larry Rothschild along with the translator.
Well, that's what it was. The train. I had that wrong. I thought it was the trainer going out there, but I forgot what Tanaka, they take out a translator. I don't think that should be legal.
Seriously?
I really don't.
What is it you don't like about that?
Learn baseball language. You know, it's pretty simple. I mean, you break it down pretty easy between pitching coach and pitcher after a long period of time.
I would say that probably, you know, they're concerned about nuance being lost in some of these conversations.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Interesting conversation there during a baseball game. And obviously in a league where a lot of your players are Latin American, there's going to be probably some misunderstandings, some miscommunications. And that's an interesting deal when you have a translator coming out during the ball game. I think the one thing I would be thinking about is first and foremost, the game is slow enough, Jeff. This may slow things down even more so. We'll get John's opinion on it in just a moment. But how do you feel about that conversation?
I thought that's Jerry Remy, who does color for the Boston Red Sox, and he's opinionated, and you know he's gone off the deep end a few times. I don't agree with him on this. I understand you don't want to have this entire entourage coming out, and we've heard quips about the translators, how it was so exclusive to the Asian players. I think it was Ozzie Guillen that complained about that. So. I don't think that there's a universal language. I understand the sentiment of speak English in America, but at the same time, some of these guys might not come. Some of these guys might not play the game at the highest level if they can't get that comfortability level with being able to communicate in their own language from time to time. So I disagree with Remy's comments, and he's apologized, and NESN there in Boston has apologized as well.
Well, and I was going to say, I wonder what the ramifications will wind up being because of his statement there. John, how does this hit you?
Well, it's a very fine line. To Jeff's point, for many, many years, we've seen dozens of major league players, going back to the 60s, we've seen dozens of major league players where English was not their first language. And I guess my comment would be, why aren't we treating, if we're going to treat Tanaka this way, why aren't we treating some of the other players this way? And perhaps going back a little bit in history, for the most part, when the Latin American folks came over, they had 2 or 3 years in the minor leagues, and they did learn some English in the minor leagues, whereas now some of the Latins are like the Japanese and the Koreans. they're coming over, jumping right in at the major league level, guys like Cespedes and so on and so forth. But you go back to the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, when we had guys like Tony Oliva, Louis Tiant, Guillen himself would be a classic example. These guys all played in the minor leagues for some time, so they probably had some opportunity to pick up some basic English, or to quote Remy, baseball language. I'm not so sure that I disagree with him, but on the other hand, we're in a politically correct society now where everybody should be treated equally. So I guess my comment would be, if Tanaka's allowed a translator, it slows the game down. We all realize that. None of us like it. But perhaps we should be looking at it in terms of anybody where English is not their first language has that opportunity. To me, that would be fair. Very insensitive comment. Shouldn't have been made on air. If he wants to say that kind of thing off air, that is his choice. It's not the right thing to do, but if that's the way that he is, that's the way that he is. But I guess the only concern I would have is your point, Andy, that it does slow the game down a little bit more, and the last thing we need is baseball slowing down. It's such a great game. Let's keep the game moving. Let's not slow it down.
Interesting. Go ahead, Jeff.
These translators, real quick here, these translators have kind of become part of the team. Jose Ramirez has been with the Indians organization for about a decade now, still speaks through a translator, and the Indians have a Spanish-speaking translator, Ana Bolton, who communicates for Edwin Encarnacion and Jose Ramirez, and she's just as much part of the team as the team trainer, the doctors, the assistant coaches. So I think that it's just something that's easy to get used to, and I don't really see what the big deal is. I think that Remy was just foaming at the mouth.
I don't disagree. They have become part of the team, but switching back to hockey for many, many years, we've had French Canadians in hockey, and we've never had translators. We are starting to see it a little bit now with the Russians and the Czechs. Not so much with the Scandinavians, because the Scandinavians generally tend to have a very good command of English when they come over to North America, specifically the Swedes. Most Swedes speak as good an English as the three of us do, so it's not an issue with them. But certainly with a lot of the Russians, they could use a translator, and maybe it's something that they should be looking at as well to follow baseball.
It's an interesting conversation, interesting debate, fellas, when you really think about it. And I think, we have a few different perspectives on it. I think I'm going to end it by saying this. At the end of the day, these guys get paid because they have a particular or certain skill, right? So I don't know where in any book, in any sport, and whether it's basketball, baseball, football, hockey, whatever it is, I don't ever remember seeing in writing that being able to speak English is a prerequisite for any of these sports, because at the end of the day, you're hiring these guys because of their certain or specific skill that they have. So I agree with Jeff. This is a guy foaming at the mouth. This is a guy who, in this day and age, like you said, John, we do have to be very politically correct. However, I think this guy was just reached a boiling point to a certain degree on something. Something happened to him that day where something like this was able to set him off, because I agree, Jeff, this is something so minor and something that people should just be able to roll off the back of their chest or their shoulder, whatever you want to call it, however that phrase is. They should be able to let this thing go. But I don't know in any rule books out of any sports where it says that speaking English is a prerequisite for people.
Well,
exactly.
The LPGA had a little, has a recurring problem with this, depending on how you look at it. And I just want to play devil's advocate here for
sure.
A second. You've heard how I feel about this, but these leagues, these sports, these factions, whether it's the NHL, the LPGA, Major League Baseball, they have an obligation to the entertainment dollar. And I think that when you can't interview the heroes, much like you can't in women's golf because so many of them are from South Korea, that you really have to encourage the speaking of English, but I just don't think you can mandate it.
Well, and that's a good point. I mean, look, at the end of the day, if you're going to be interviewed on TV by American reporters or journalists, whatever you want to call it, then yes, I understand where you're going with that. It would behoove these guys to be able to speak English better. However, who the heck knows when that opportunity is going to come? And when it does come, sometimes, it's not necessarily great TV or great for us to be watching. But look, that guy has a skill, that girl has a skill, whatever it is, and they go out there and it's not necessarily their job to be able to speak English. It's their job to be able to throw a baseball, a basketball, a football, whatever their talent may wind up being. But again, interesting debate. And I think, we'll see what the ramifications wind up being, if there are any at all.
Yeah, I've been on the other side of that, guys. As you know, I did some work in the press group at the Pan Am Games in 2015, just in a place called Ajax, just outside of Toronto. And one of my roles was to take flash quotes from the winning manager and one player from the winning team in the baseball and the softball. And of the seven nations that were in that tournament, only the United States and Canada had players whose first language was English. So a lot of times I was speaking to for the most part, players and managers that Spanish was their first language, or perhaps Portuguese. I don't speak either of those languages other than to say hello and goodbye and thank you. So I needed somebody that could do some translating for me, and it was a big help to have that person available. So I can kind of see, we're talking a different level, obviously. We're talking about amateurs traveling to North America perhaps for the first time versus guys that are making the living their living in North America. But I couldn't have survived at the Pan Am Games without a translator, so I kind of feel for these guys a little bit when I look at it from that angle.
Well, I grew up with it.
Go ahead, Jeff.
I grew up on the west side of Cleveland, where, you know, I believe that there are more Puerto Ricans on the west side of Cleveland than there are in San Juan, Puerto Rico. So many of the, you know, and I went to school with Mexicans and Colombians as well. So many of the kids that I went to school with in the Spanish class, they had a distinct advantage, but it was their language in the hallway. So I've always been around multilingual you know, environments. And I think that you just get used to it. I've lived in Japan as well. So I definitely get used to, you know, letting the ear get triggered by certain words or phrases in languages that I don't fully speak and command.
Yeah, I'm the same way with the French language. Toronto's not as multilingual a city as Montreal and Quebec City or the province of Quebec, but there are a lot of people in this town speak French, and as you probably know from watching television, anytime there's an anthem before a Canadian game, generally a part of it is in French. So we've gotten used to it here as well, and my French is not fluent by any stretch of the imagination, but like you and your Spanish skills, Jeff, I know enough to pick up the key words.
Hey, fellas, let's take a look at what's actually going on in the game right now. We have a lot of interesting leaders atop of some of these divisions, like the Milwaukee Brewers, who are leading the Central by a couple of games, like the Minnesota Twins, who are leading the Central in the East by 2.5 games. Houston running away with their division. Washington running away with their division. And then a very competitive Western National League West, with Colorado on top of the division, already having 41 victories this season. The Dodgers just behind them by a couple and a half. And then the D-backs 3 games back. And then on the other side, like I said, Minnesota topped that division. Cleveland right behind them, a couple of 2.5 games. The Yankees starting to distance themselves a little bit from the Baltimore Orioles, who have got out of the gates really well, but now they're kind of slowing down and getting back a little bit. Well, what's going on in baseball right now, John? Because it's kind of a little bit of what we would expect and then a little bit of what we would not have expected.
Yeah, it's been upside down. One of the things I wrote in my notes this morning was that if we get 100 baseball fans, media, and those involved in the game together in spring training and asked everybody to be truthful and say on the 10th of June, did we think Colorado, Milwaukee, Minnesota, and maybe the Yankees would be leading their division, how many people do you think would have put up their hand? I don't think an awful lot. It's puzzling from the standpoint, too, that, you know, we have two teams in Minnesota and Milwaukee who are leading their divisions, both with sub-500 records at home. The Twins are 12-18 at home and 20-8 on the road, and the Brewers are 17-19 at home and 16-11 on the road. When was the last time we saw somebody win a division or even lead a division this late with a losing record at home? It's really not what we would expect. And, you know, you look at two of these divisions where you've got four teams under 500. You look at the American League East where the top four teams are over 500. It has been a very interesting season in terms of opposites. And, you know, I don't really know how to explain it other than the fact that, you know, as you often say, Andy, that sports, that's why they play the games. It's not what we expected, but it sure is fun to watch as a fan, unless your team is one of the ones that's disappointing, and I'm one of those guys, because I'm looking at the Toronto Blue Jays, the only team in the American League East below 500 at 30-32.
You know, Minnesota and Milwaukee got a nice seat at the table because of some of those disappointments. Chicago Cubs and the Cleveland Indians, they should be better on paper, but they're just not. And the Colorado Rockies, a very legitimate team this season.
Well, there's another oddity.
Yeah,
the fact that
absolutely.
We've all
hey, John, I hear the music. I guess that means we got to get the heck out of Dodge. Appreciate your time as always, my friend.
My pleasure as always. Look forward to chatting again.
Alrighty, John Poulter, professor of sports, joining us. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. And you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
Money.
And I'm ready. They're not. Bring it.
Grab that cash with both hands and make a stash. A new car can be our four-star daydream. Think of buying a football team.
Rebuild or replace transmission. $3,200. Anti-lock brake system. $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine. $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
James on the drive, gets to the rim! Curry 0 for 5 here in the first half. Green back out. Curry fakes, Curry fires, Curry hits the three-pointer.
All righty, everybody, welcome back. We at least get one more game to talk about in the NBA, which is pretty cool stuff. Stan Wawrinka going down at the French Open to one Rafael Nadal, getting his 10th French Open by the age of 31. Unbelievable stuff. Obviously, the NHL playoffs going on. Preds trying to force a game 7 in the NHL Stanley Cup Finals. And obviously, check us out at Dorf on Sports. Check us out at Dorf Online, and then check out us, Jeff, at By Jeff Rich on Twitter. Also, Sports Byline USA, and then check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All kinds of really good stuff for you to check out, articles, and obviously all the radio shows from the local show that we do in Phoenix, Arizona on NBC Sports Radio to the Sports Byline show that we do for you here all the time. Obviously, live every Sunday from... what is it, 11 to 1 Eastern time, Jeff? Is that correct?
Yeah, but we live out west, so it's 8 to 10 Pacific.
8 to 10 Pacific or 11 to 1 Eastern time, obviously, every Sunday here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. In hour number two, we're going to continue breaking down what's going on in the sports world. So keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
When heroes fall, Americans grieve.
Vice President Mike Pence referring to the deaths of three U.S. soldiers, another soldier injured after an apparently inside attack in Afghanistan. Military officials say an Afghan soldier opened fire on troops during a joint U.S.-Afghan military operation in eastern Afghanistan Saturday. The shooter was killed in return fire, and the Taliban is taking credit for the attack.
And our thoughts and prayers are with the families of these American heroes.
Marches that targeted Muslims in dozens of U.S. cities, leading to some tense confrontations as well as some arrests yesterday. Nonprofit group Act for America scheduling its so-called National March Against Sharia to take place in at least 28 cities. Backers said they were taking a stand against parts of Islamic law they say are creeping into American society. This is USA Radio News.
Hopelessness, darkness, agony, unimaginable heat. 10 years ago, a man experienced something so horrifying that it continues to captivate the world. In the 10th anniversary edition of 23 Minutes in Hell, Bill Weiss recounts his experience of what can be expected from an eternity of separation from God, including new content featuring unique insights that will awaken you to a new understanding of eternal life and the urgency of living for Christ. The 10th anniversary edition of 23 Minutes in Hell, available where fine books are sold.
If you're as tired of the anti-Trump rhetoric and protests as I am, it's time to stand up and show your support for the 45th president. There's no better way to do that than to proudly wear your pro-Trump apparel. The best site to find high-quality merchandise is ProTrump45.com. You'll find all the most popular slogans on shirts, hats, hoodies, and more. Be an adorable deplorable and help make America great again. Go to ProTrump45.com. That's ProTrump45.com. Check it out now. ProTrump45.com.
In the UK, conservatives speaking out against Theresa May's failed election gamble a few days ago. Sir Craig Oliver, a former advisor to ex-UK Prime Minister David Cameron, says he believes the effects of the loss will go on for quite some time.
I think there'll be a huge post-mortem that will go on for a long time. Why did they make the mistakes that were clearly in the manifesto? Why did they take those gambles? Were they right to follow a strategy of trying to win over these 4 million UKIP voters while alienating liberal conservatives?
The British Prime Minister calling that snap election to try to strengthen support ahead of crucial Brexit talks with the EU, but her Conservative Party ended up losing seats. Now she has to try to form a minority government, which she's not yet been able to do. Attorney General Jeff Sessions will appear before the Senate Intelligence Committee this upcoming week. In a letter Saturday, Sessions said the Senate panel is the most appropriate forum for questions involving the Russia investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Hollywood's mourning the death of an actor who played an iconic character in the 1960s. Here's Lisa Campbell with details.
He was known for lots of roles, but none more than this one. Television's Batman, Adam West, has passed away. Batman! A family spokesperson says he died Friday in Los Angeles after a short battle with leukemia. His career spanned more than six decades, but West is best known for his campy portrayal of the iconic Caped Crusader. And he just had a way with words.
A routine question. Have you recently sold any war surplus submarines, and if so, to whom?
The infamous old enemies of the crime fighter.
Let's go, Buck. Inconspicuously through the window.
West is survived by his wife Marcel and their six kids. Adam West was 88. Lisa Campbell.
And Bill Maher says that he did a bad thing when he used a racial slur during an on-air interview on his HBO show Real Time on Friday night. Maher apologized for using the N-word during an interview with Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse earlier this month. He notes it doesn't matter that the word was not said in malice. It was still wrong for him to say it. Later on the show, guest Ice Cube said the word is used often by white people as a weapon against black people, and white people need to remember that. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorf on Sports radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. He's Jeff Rich. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And believe me when I tell you, there is a lot of things happening in the sports world. The Cleveland Cavaliers do not go down in four to the chagrin of the Golden State Warriors, but to the pleasure of myself and Jeff Rich. The Preds looking to force a Game 7 in the NHL playoffs, Stanley Cup Finals. Major League Baseball in full throttle. The Milwaukee Brewers in town here against the Arizona Diamondbacks. And so far, it's a split. And then, obviously, just a lot of things happening in the sports world in general. Jeff, good morning, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing well. R.I.P. Batman, man. Like, you know, I know a lot of people are only going to know Adam West from Family Guy, a lot of the younger generation, but Batman, dead at 88, real sad for him and his family.
Yeah, absolutely, man. It's just crazy when you think about it, how people go down like flies. It's unreal. And now it's starting to hit home with us more and more because, as you know as well as I do, a lot of these people are a lot closer to you and my age, man. So it starts to set home and hit in a little bit more. But going to be a fun hour here. We want thoughts. We want opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Those are digits. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. Like I said, this is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
It raises the bar, especially the attention that goes on with it. So we see everything. You know, I'd be sitting up here lying if I didn't say that I didn't see it. But then, and now we're in the finals and everything is just pinpointed. But definitely heard the chatter.
Kyrie Irving after the game, game four. Cleveland gets it done. Going back to Golden State for a game five. And I love it, man. I absolutely love it. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged. They're definitely welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. And then obviously check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com or DorfShow.co. Lots of articles for you to read on the website, and then all of the audio, all of the shows on there as well. Let's just kind of get back into it a little bit, Jeff. We were blessed, at least I feel that way, to get a Game 5. Looked like the Golden State Warriors were poised to get the sweep there in Cleveland. Cleveland had different ideas, man. LeBron James, a great effort. Kyrie Irving, a great effort. Kevin Love, a great effort, a showing from J.R. Smith, a showing from Tristan Thompson. Everybody came to ball, man, and that's what they got to do once again Monday night when they go to play the Golden State Warriors and another closeout opportunity for those Golden State Warriors. I mean, they have to give maybe even a better effort than they did in Game 4, Jeff.
I think that they continue to poke the bear. It's not good enough for them to just be the greatest regular season team ever it's not good enough for them to just be the team that holds the longest streak to open up an NBA playoff, you know, at 15-0. But they have to do it with bravado and arrogance. And, you know, Tristan Thompson even said it. You know, he went third person. He said, you don't punk Tristan Thompson. And he stepped his game up because he was a ghost. I mean, he might as well have been a DNPCD.
Yeah.
Do not play coach's decision the first three games of this series, because he really did not play Tristan Thompson's decision or Khloe Kardashian's decision, however you want to look at that situation. But, you know, when these guys are talking about smelling the champagne in the visitor's locker room in Cleveland again, and that word gets over to Cleveland, you know, you have the greatest player on the planet. I'll even say five, just to make it less, a little less exclusive. One of the five best players ever to play the game is not going to sit down and take that. And, you know, he got swept in 2007. And I think that there was a lot circulating going into game four that legends don't get swept twice. And they could quite conceivably have allowed that to happen because the series is over at 3-0 or whatever you want to say. But now you're sitting at 3-1 and you think that, okay, we've done this before. We know what this is about. You know, they have to create a new event. They can't do things the exact same way they did them a year ago. But I think that they could crawl into the psyche of the Golden State Warriors just like they did a year ago. And you've seen it with Kerr losing it a little bit, with Draymond Green losing it a little bit. I think, you know, Steph has been just kind of weird. He's been a good player, but he still acts the same. He's still that same bratty punk that threw the mouthpiece after a foul was called on him and got himself ejected from game six in 2016. So I think that there's a lot of elements to the Cavs comeback that you can look at. I mean, the obvious wild card, the obvious variable in all of this is Kevin Durant, who did blow a 3-1 lead himself as a member of the Oklahoma City Thunder a year ago.
Yeah, that's not a bad call when you really think about that. Look, at the end of the day, I do think Golden State will get it done. I don't want to have people think we're insane.
On Monday, they got to get it done on Monday. I mean, I really feel if you let this series go back to Cleveland and then you let it get to a game seven, I think that it changes everything because Cleveland's played a lot better at home. I think that game six would be a lock for Cleveland. And then game seven, you know, coin flip, or, you know, we'll see how things are trending going into that one. But game five is the easiest way for the Warriors to get it done. I mean, I think the seed of doubt starts blossoming them a little bit if they allow this thing to go 3-2.
Yeah, I mean, look, we'll just have to see how they deal with a little bit of adversity, right? At the end of the day, Cleveland had to deal with adversity of being down 0-3. They dealt with the adversity last year of being down 3-1. They've gotten back to 3-1 somehow, some way. It's not the exact same story as it was last year, as we all know, but they have gotten themselves in a position right now, Jeff, where they're back to 3-1 or 1-3. They're going back to another must-win situation where they have to beat the Golden State Warriors, a team that I said just has so much firepower, as we all know. But with that being said, man, they absolutely were able to shut down that guy, Steph Curry, who you're talking about, only shot 13 shots, had 14 points. Klay Thompson, after having a big basketball game the other day, he only has 13 points. I mean, look, at the end of the day, Kevin Durant is their scorer, okay? I'm looking through this deal and trying to dissect it in a way where most people aren't. Kevin Durant has shown up every single game. It's about his supporting cast. So is it fair to say that this is now Kevin Durant's team? I mean, in a weird way, he's the guy that's been the most steadiest, at least providing that scoring punch, Jeff. Is this turning to be Kevin Durant's team there in Golden State?
I would think without a doubt. Did the Heat not become LeBron's team the second that he agreed to sign with them? Despite all of the history with Dwayne Wade there, I think that you have to throw out history because the Warriors weren't good enough. You know, and I think that it would show. I think if they don't make this move, I think that Cleveland runs away with these finals and maybe a few after that, depending on how the rest of the league ramps up around them. I think that this was the necessary move for Golden State to stay on top or near the top. And They still have to finish. I mean, you've got a whole team of players, including Durant, who last was eliminated when, you know, his team was up 3-1 and ends up losing in game 7. So I think that it's a I think there's a lot of pressure on them to win game 5, but it's undoubtedly Kevin Durant's team.
Yeah, I mean, look, when we talk about game 5, some of the situations, some of the scenarios that we're going to go look at here, Kyle Korver, he's going to have to, I think he's got to give him something. I mean, look, he gave him a three-pointer the other day. He did play 12 minutes. He's playing pretty solid defense. So that I like to see out of him. He's not the quickest guy afoot, but he's going to give him grit. He's going to give him some gut, and he's going to go out there, and he's going to give it everything he's got. So who's the guy that you think, the role player? I mean, we know that Kyrie and LeBron and K-Love all need to show up, but What does JR need to give him? Does he need to give him another double-digit, 15-point performance? Does a guy like Tristan Thompson, he had the 10 boards. He only had 5 points, but 10 boards, a couple of them offensive, and some big ones where he had some putbacks and whatnot. But truth be told, who's got to be the guy for the Cleveland Cavaliers that we don't expect to play well that has to show up?
Well, I think that it has to be Tristan Thompson. And it's funny, I go back to the night that him and Kyrie Irving were drafted, and I was in Cleveland, and local radio was just brutal on the pick, 4th overall, because this isn't a guy that gives you 20 points a game. I don't care if he scores at all. I think that he's got to score on the high percentage shots that he takes, but he's got to rebound the basketball. Him and K-Love have to rebound the basketball to take away those second chances from Golden State to give Cleveland an opportunity to win games.
Yeah, I mean, look, again, they played a pretty darn perfect basketball game in game 4. So I think they've got to obviously continue those types of activity, the kind of play that they had in game 4. They got to take it to Golden State, and they got to give it everything they got. Hear the music means we got to get the heck out of Dodge. So we'll take a quick pause for the cause. He's Jeff Rich. I would be the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Yeah.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
J.R. Smith's first shot on the night is a three. Golden State, meanwhile, has been superb in closeout games. Kyrie Irving knocks down a three, and it's 6-0 in less than a minute. Draymond Green left open, and Draymond Green knocks it down. LeBron James falling away. Thompson mistimed his jump, but still gets the rebound. Back to James. He's fouled and one. Kevin Love steps into a three. Long rebound right back out to James. J.R. Smith tries again. It's good. Backdoor Kevin Love for the finish. Here's J.R. Smith trying to get it going. Tries again for three. That won't go. Thompson, the offensive rebound. Back to Kevin Love for three. Petrulia finds Durant. Back out Klay Thompson. Little fake to get rid of J.R. Smith. And Thompson knocked. Another turnover for Golden State. Kevin Love is open. Puts it in. Irving trying to get it down to Love. Double team. They have gotten away with a travel. Thompson on the tipping. Kyrie Irving, one dribble. Bank shot's good.
Battle competes. It's a welcome sight of your Cavs fan.
Durant. Thompson picks him up on a switch. Long three-pointer. Durant nails it. Livingston on Irving. Puts up the three. Shot's good. Iguodala gets past James. Inside for the slam. Still lead by a dozen. Turn it over. Jefferson has some room. Goes inside. Blocked by McGee. But a foul. Curry searching. Livingston. Pass inside. McGee. Oh, ice adjustment. Inside Jefferson. Kevin Love for three.
What the hell's going on out here?
All righty, Vince. What the hell is going on out here is Game 5 back at Golden State. Cleveland, opportunity to force Game 6. Golden State, opportunity to close the door on a championship with KD and Steph and Klay Thompson. And he's kind of been the forgotten man when you really think about it. Did show up the other day, but no, none of those guys showed up for them in Game 4. The only guy to show up was Kevin Durant, like I said, and we've kind of already said it's now his team there with the Golden State Warriors. We know that Steph Curry's been there for a while, same with Klay, and they used to be the Splash Brothers, but that has taken a lot of a backseat to what Kevin Durant has brought to this team. And Jeff, let me say this. Look, at the end of the day, I think that LeBron James is still the best player in the whole league by far. There's not even a comparison, but the best scorer in the league may very well be Kevin Durant.
I think that's fair. I think that that's a fair assessment. I think that, they're both products of their environments. LeBron saw it cooling down in Miami, so he goes back to Cleveland 3 years ago, and it's been very successful. That you just happen to have this team that really wasn't on the Miami Heat's radar in the 13-14 season that rose at, post Mark Jackson, Steve Kerr takes over, and they just kind of created a different brand of basketball where You have to build this team with three-point defense, and I don't think that anyone, David Griffin, Dan Gilbert, LeBron James, had the clairvoyance to see that that's how the game was going to evolve in such a short period of time. It was created, you know, I think the foundation is definitely the three-point shooting, the all-around play of Steph Curry, and the, you know, definitely solid defensive play and sometimes spectacular offensive play of Klay Thompson, but you had to add some elements to that. I think that, you need that Swiss Army knife and Draymond Green, and you needed somebody that could get to the basket. I think that that was what plagued them when they had to lean on Andre Iguodala and Harrison Barnes, and they had to upgrade the team, and it's Durant's team, but it's got that foundation of three-point shooting, and you add the element of something that else that could be a foundation. It makes you, it makes you really strong, and makes you really tough to beat, and it makes you really tough to put away, as the Cavs learned in Game 3.
Speaking of Draymond Green, the other night, I'm not exactly sure what happened, because I think that the officials did a really, really poor job of handling how they reported the first technical foul. Obviously, they reported it during the game as Draymond Green. I knew that Steve Kerr was the guy that got the technical, because he jumped up off the bench. However, it was a real bad look for the NBA to a certain degree, because people did not necessarily understand how that all went down. And then he gets the technical later in the ball game. The one I'm talking about was early in the game. He and Shumpert had a little altercation where he winds up hitting Shumpert as Shumpert is, looking to try to get his way in for the basketball, and he flails a little bit, and he winds up hitting him across the face, and they call foul on Draymond Green, where he thought they were calling the foul on Shumpert right away initially. Both he and Steve Kerr reacted, so I can understand how people thought that Draymond Green may have been the guy that received the technical there. However, they did give it to Steve Kerr. He was the guy that jumped up off the bench, and they threw the technical to him. However, later in the ball game, Draymond Green gets another technical, and then there's a couple of moments there where they don't exactly know what's going on. How did you feel that looked for the NBA?
Well, I didn't have the sound on when I was watching the game the other day. Sometimes I just like to keep Van Gundy and Breen and Mark Jackson out of the conversation, or out of my viewing time with these NBA Finals games. So what I saw, I thought that it was, I was really surprised when I saw the technical was assessed. Given the latitude that's been given to Draymond Green to bellyache and jump up and down and act like a toddler every time he gets a foul called against him, I see the latitude that the NBA refs have given him. I didn't think that was any different than the rest of the times. We're talking about the sequence where LeBron takes the three-pointer. It gets jammed between the backboard and the rim. So yes. You do the jump ball at midcourt. The jump goes back to Green, and it used to be a violation. Kevin McHale used to do that all the time, throwing his arms around, grabbing rebounds or grabbing jump balls like that. And it was a foul. It was a foul on him, but it was Steve Kerr jumping off the bench and reacting the way that he did that warranted the technical. From what I've read about it, it was that the PA announcer in Cleveland announced the technical on Draymond Green.
Yeah.
Nothing was ever communicated to the scorer's table. So it was a clerical error, and I think it looks bad because all that scoring to scorer's table replay stuff is run by the home arena. So it looks kind of bad that, it looked like this player was getting ejected, and, that was anything but the case. He shouldn't have been ejected, but he's got to stop with the foolishness. He's too good a basketball player to put himself on the line like this with his behavior all of the time.
No, I agree. I mean, Dre's definitely got to watch his emotions, because they seem to get the best of him. And when you're on the basketball floor, that can be a pretty bad thing, because there's referees out there, they're controlling the game. And that's what I want to talk to you about next. I felt like during that game, the referees, for a few moments, tried to become the stars of the game, and they made some interesting play, the foul calls that they were making, the technical fouls that they were making. How important do you think it is for the referees just to stay out of things, lay back low, let the players on the floor decide the outcome of this ball game? I don't get it. I hear arguments that the NBA referees have the toughest job across the four major sports, but I've never been satisfied. I don't want to pin everything back on the Donaghy stuff, but, you know, it's been sketchy for a long time. Going back to the 85 lottery, I think that you could make an argument that the 2003 lottery may have been fixed for Cleveland to get that superstar that loved home so much playing. So I think that there's a little bit of a WWE element to the NBA, and I don't think it's the players or the coaches or anything like that, but I do think that the referees are told, are influenced on how to call a game a certain way.
Yeah, no, look, I mean, at the end of the day, man, I just want to watch players make plays. I want to watch referees do what they're supposed to do, which is call a game fairly on both sides. So, you know, and that's another thing. How are they determining what's a flagrant foul? How are they determining what they should be reviewing? Kevin Durant throws a little hissy, right? And all of a sudden, they go and look at the review of the play, the video of it. Then you have he and LeBron jawing at each other. I mean, look, I love when the players are out there controlling the game with their play. I don't like when players are controlling the game with their mouths and telling the officials what to do. And the officials have got to be better than that as well, Jeff.
Yeah, I think it's a slippery slope. I mean, do you toss these guys? Do you give them a little bit of time to talk? I think that it's all showmanship. And, I thought that the referees tried to be the star of the show a little bit. I tend to agree with you on that take. Calls weren't great. Think this is the best, this is supposed to be the best two teams. It should be the best three referees on the floor as well.
Yeah, I mean, and I think these guys get graded after each and every game. So I'm sure they're under criticism, and I'm sure that the league office told them, look, man, this isn't your show, guys. This is the players' show. Let them go out there and let them play the game the way that we want to watch them play the game, which is going at each other, going at it pretty hard, giving their best effort, being competitors. I mean, let them go out there and compete. Don't try to control the game by you guys having the whistles in your mouth too often. So anyways, I know we're up against it. Got to take another quick pause for the cause. We'll be back on the other side. We're going to continue talking sports. He's Jeff Rich. I would be the Dorfman. It's Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Irving, three-pointer straight on is good. Irving the drive, scoop layup on the other side.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Hey there, here to tell you about some of the hottest deals happening at Lowe's. Save $100 on a Kobalt 227-piece standard and metric mechanics tool set, including a hard case, now for just $99. And power your next project with a Porter Cable 2-tool 20-volt cordless combo drill driver kit with soft case, now also just $99. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Tool set offer valid 6/8 through 6/12. Drill driver offer valid through 6/23 while supplies last, U.S. only.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. He's Jeff Rich. I would be Andy Dorf. It's Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those would be the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online. Also, check out Sports Byline USA. Check out the website, dorfonsportsradio.com or dorfshow.co. All kinds of articles, all kinds of audio from all the shows that we do. Like I said, the local show in Phoenix, NBC Sports Radio, AM 1060, 9 to 11, Monday through Friday. And then here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, on Sundays, always on Sundays, live each and every Sunday, 8 to 10 Pacific time, 11 to 1 Eastern time. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, you know, we talked a lot about the NBA Finals on the show. We talked a lot of Stanley Cup. We talked some Major League Baseball. Not really time for college football or the NFL. Yeah. But, you know, people go to other sporting events. Sometimes you can't afford to go to a Cardinals game for $160 a pop every Sunday, especially if you want to take two or three kids. So there's other options. You know, there's the Indoor Football League here in Phoenix. And big news, you know, out of the United Soccer League, which is not one of the greatest factions of the sport of European football. But we have this team called the Phoenix Rising, and they have this owner that played in the MLS. He played for Chelsea over in the Premier League, and he owns the Phoenix Rising, and he suited up for the first time on Saturday night, and he gets a goal and an assist in a 2-1 victory for the Phoenix Rising Football Club in the USL. And I think that that's a big deal. I think that the, you know, what we're seeing from Coach Kevin Guy and the Arizona Rattlers as they win their division their conference in the first year as an expansion team in the Indoor Football League after 24 years in arena football. I think that those sports are worth a mention here because they're certainly worth my entertainment dollar from time to time.
You know what? We drove by the Rising game last night. It's just a little pop-up stadium that they built off of the 202 freeway right there in Tempe. And I'll tell you what, man, packed house, Jeff. Unbelievable. You know, it's 100 and crazy out here in the Valley of the Sun right now, but that is not stopping people from going to see a product like that. And, you know, maybe since he was playing in the game last night, maybe that's why.
And we're talking about Didier Drogba, again, who played for Chelsea, last played for the Montreal Strike in the MLS. And there's a lot of belief that he could be one of the better players in the MLS if Phoenix should get the bid, what a lot of people here believe is an inevitable thing.
Yeah, I mean, if Drogba is, you know what, if he's all that and a slice of bread, I'll tell you what, the Rising have got themselves something going because, like I said, driving by that little pop-up stadium last night on our way down to Stand Up Live or wherever the heck I was going, maybe it was the Tempe Improv, I forget my nights. But anyways, bottom line is this, awesome venue, a lot of people out there, a lot of good support. And like you said about the Rattlers, same exact deal there too, man. A lot of great support. It's a great product, a good value like you're talking about too. So if you are looking to spend dollars on professional sports, maybe look outside of those major four in your area, because there are some really good values out there. Like you're saying, indoor football league, check that out. There are some places around the country that you would probably not expect to have something. Like in Iowa, they've got indoor football league.
Albuquerque, got a couple teams.
Yeah, Albuquerque, they've got indoor football league. So look around your town and try to get out to some of these smaller things that are not getting the pub that the four majors get. Because like Jeff said, these are a pretty good value, man.
Yeah, you know, I like going to college baseball. You know, I like going to minor league baseball. I actually heard there's a stadium in Frisco, Texas that has a lazy river in their outfield. I think that they're a Texas Rangers affiliate. They're not too far from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So, I try to look at stuff like that. I like going to Mountain West football games. You know, stuff that, you know, maybe I won't watch in prime time, but for the ambiance and the atmosphere of going to these places. And really, some of these smaller sports are fueled by people like you and I, and the many fans that do buy tickets that are probably a small percentage of what you're going to pay for the big four.
Yeah. I mean, look, again, we're not dogging the major four, because that's mainly what we cover, but we are letting you know that we do ourselves get out and check out some of these. I don't want to call them lesser, because that's not really doing these guys justice. They're just smaller, and people don't necessarily know about the indoor football leagues and these smaller soccer leagues that are around the country. And these guys are all professionals, so they're putting in the work.
We have two Division I basketball teams, you know, within a 20-minute drive of each other. And I'm talking about Grand Canyon, who's just elevated to Division I, and they play in that arena over there in Maryvale, and their campus is beautiful. Dan Marley is the coach. They've got a good team. They're up and coming. They're already very competitive with established teams like Bakersfield and New Mexico State that they play with in the WAC, which admittedly isn't what it used to be, but I believe that they're going to be tournament eligible coming up here in this 17-18 season. So if you can get over to that to that venue and check out those games, because I'm going to tell you, Dorf, I don't know if you've been to any games over there yet, but when it's packed, it is the loudest venue in college basketball.
No, I haven't been over there, but with that being said, Dan Marley not afraid to play the big dogs either. They played Duke last year,
Louisville.
Yeah, I mean, they go out and they try to play against some of those big dogs. They're not afraid. And truth be told, one day they're going to beat one of those teams, or somebody is going to beat one of those teams. And it's going to be a huge story, and it's going to put them on the map. So, you know what? They're doing things right over there at Grand Canyon University, Dan Marley. And you know what? They'll just continue to grow from that basketball program. That'll help grow the other programs there as well. Baseball, I think they're not so bad there as well. They got a pretty good baseball team, but they'll have to continue to grow their athletic program, all of their programs, if you will, all the different programs at Grand Canyon University. But yeah, man, this is kind of
two of the things that we're talking about. We're talking about this, how well the soccer team is doing both on the field and, you know, with bringing people into that smaller stadium, and Grand Canyon elevating. And I have this theory that if we build an MLS stadium, and not just have them play at University of Phoenix Stadium or Sun Devil Stadium or their pop-up stadium, but if we actually build an MLS stadium that Grand Canyon maybe could use for football as well, maybe something with a retractable roof, I think that there's a marriage that could happen there. Jerry Colangelo, who's had his hands in the cookie jar with everything that's ever been successful in Phoenix sports, guess where he is right now? He's over at Grand Canyon University building that thing up, and that's how you get names like Dan Marley in there. That's how you get a new baseball stadium built. So I'm kind of excited for the next 25 to 30 years and what it will bring to Phoenix sports, even if we don't have an NHL team down the road.
Yeah, I mean, look, again, the four major sports are always fantastic to watch. Give some of these lesser leagues or not as visible leagues, if you will, give them a little bit of a look as well, because you never know, man. You can find something that maybe you can really latch on to, number one, but something you might really enjoy. I've grown a real passion for the indoor football league myself, as you and I have been covering this stuff all season long. We have Coach Kevin Guy on with us each week, so it kind of behooves us to know a little bit more about the game each and every week. So truth be told, it's helped us to expand our knowledge a little bit about these sports that we would not have paid that much attention to if we didn't have the opportunity that we do to speak with Coach Guy and some of the other people that they've put us in touch with their organization. So get out, check those things out. Rafael Nadal winning at the French. We talked a little bit about this on the local show the other day as far as individual accomplishments. And for him to win his 10th French Open by the age of 31, that's some pretty unprecedented stuff. That's pretty that you're not going to see this again. I'm sorry, but I just don't think you're going to see a guy with the type of dominance that Rafael Nadal has on the red clay, on the dirt, whatever you want to call it. His dominance is just second to none, and there's nothing like it on the tour when it comes to any surface, because Jeff, more often than not, on any surface, I would say that, you know, Rafael Nadal goes up against Stan Wawrinka and you got yourself a pretty fair fight. You go and put those two guys on clay together and Nadal is wiping the floor with this guy in straight sets. So I don't like to see so much difference when it comes to surfaces, but you also have to say something about dominance, and his dominance on this particular surface is second to none, and it's got to be right up there with some of the most impressive accomplishments of all time.
How many more can he get? He's 31. I think that what we've seen over the last 7 or 8 years kind of dispels the belief that tennis players expire at the age of 30. So you figure he could get 4 or 5 more. Imagine him getting 15 with the French alone after it was such a huge spectacle when Federer won Wimbledon for his 15th a few years ago.
No, that's a great point, because I think if he does that, then he obviously puts himself probably, most likely, in a category all on his own.
Don't they name the court after him if he does that?
I mean, look, it practically is Rafael Nadal's court right now. I don't know what his record is there, but at the end of the day, man, he obviously hasn't lost very much at Roland Garros. And he's fantastic, man. He really is. And I think it just speaks volumes to what you said about, you know, 30 used to be kind of the magic number that we put on people in every sport, right? When you're talking about running backs, you're either on the right side or the wrong side of 30 and this and that and the other. But as we see more often than not, man, throughout the years, people are able to have their bodies last a little bit longer. They can exceed the expectations of what we've come to expect from people. So I wouldn't put past him another 4 or 5 solid years of playing on the professional tour. And like you said, that would potentially put him up at 14 or 15 French alone titles alone. And then you couple that with a few others from the US Open, maybe, or the Australian, or, you know, Wimbledon potentially, whatever, man, because this guy can win on any surface. With him, it's not about if he's good enough. It's about whether he's healthy enough. So if this guy can stay healthy for another 4 or 5 years, he may put himself in his own category, Jeff.
That'll be a lot of fun. You know, it kind of, yeah, I know we only got a few minutes left here, but kind of visiting the shelf life and the expiration. I just saw Adrian Peterson in a Saints uniform for the first time, and I have to admit that I'm a little excited. I think that he defies the logic with everything we've believed about age and slowing down in the National Football League.
Look, man, I have been saying to you ever since that move happened, I think New Orleans has a really good shot to be a team to be reckoned with and compete, and they're going to have a much better year. I'm sorry, but bringing AP to that offense, makes things easier for Drew Brees, makes things easier for the rest of that offense. Do you have to cater a little bit to AP? Probably. Yeah, I would think you're going to have to cater to him. He's going to want the ball. He's going to want to have some opportunities to get the ball out and run and do his thing. But at the end of the day, man, that's another really good football player that you've added to your team. And I'm excited as well, and I'm a little disappointed at the same time that the Packers didn't make a move for this guy. But with that being said, I don't question much of what the Packers do. They seem to get it right more often than not, Jeff. So anyways, I do hear the music. It means we got to take another quick pause for the cause. We'll be back on the other side to wrap this thing up. So parting shots are on the way. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. No promises, no demands. Love is a battle.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment here of today's program on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. He's Jeff Rich. I would be the Dorf Man, and it is, as always, parting shot time. But first, got to thank John Poulter for joining us here today on the program, and obviously Scott for making it all possible. Jeff, you're up, buddy.
Well, my parting shot has to be about the headlines. It's not always, but got to go to Game 5. Monday night, Oakland, California.
Warriors trying not to collapse for a second year in a row. One of the greatest basketball teams ever assembled. Would be a shame from a sports perspective if they don't get it done, but would be such a joy to see LeBron James cement his legacy even further by coming back from that vaunted 3-0 deficit to win a series and win an NBA championship for the second year in a row.
I'm going to kind of piggyback you, and I'm going to kind of be a devil's advocate. And look, I hope and I pray that the Cleveland Cavaliers have a way of making this competitive series, but I have my serious doubts, and I think that Golden State may most likely get it done because I think they feel that sense of urgency like you're talking about. Anytime you just keep letting a defending champion or anybody for that matter get themselves back into a series, you start having that doubt yourself and you start letting that team gain that confidence that they so desperately need. So look, I hope we get what you're asking for. I really do. I hope and pray because I want to see an unbelievable series. I want to see a 7-game series, but I think Golden State does get it done. And I think we're talking about them potentially being a dynasty at some point. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. And it is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. Peace. We're out of here. It's the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.